Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara's an original founding member of our brain trust. We've already had her 19th anniversary show back in the spring, and she's just one of the great people in our world. And she's a tax attorney. She's forgotten more about small business taxes than most people ever know. She's written all the important books on them, including the J.K. Lasser's series of small business taxes and a number of other books. And she's our good friend, Barbara. Welcome back. It's good to have you back. So, hey, Barb, you wrote a piece recently that really got my attention, and I like a lot. It really speaks to what's going on right now inside of a lot of small businesses, more than ever before. And I talked about this. You and I may have talked about this back in the last few years when there was talk of raising minimum wage to $15, and when Obamacare came in and made people think about not hiring more people. And we said then, you know, unlike 30 years ago, small business owners have options. We don't have to increase our payroll. We can buy stuff, can't we? We can buy machines.
Well, that's true. I think we're at a point where, look, we have limited dollars, and so we have to decide, what are we going to do with them? Are we going to increase our technology, or are we going to hire new people to get the work done that needs to get done? And I kind of view it as it's not one or the other. You really need to do both, and you need to do it smartly, I guess. That's the point.
Right. Well, no, that's exactly right. And in fact, I mean, obviously, I can't even imagine a small business that has much going on, you know, not having a bunch of people running around with their hair on fire to some degree. But seriously, the way I think this happens is not so much, okay, I'm not going to replace that person, I'm going to buy a machine. It's more incremental, isn't it? It's little bitty bites at a time.
Well, that's true, and it's thinking of how can you know, we're talking technology and we're also talking artificial intelligence, and they're really kind of two separate things. They're not really the same.
Right.
They're not interchangeable, but the point is that it's supposed to be that the technology and AI is supposed to be a help to people. It's supposed to alleviate certain tasks that you don't have to waste people's time with, that you can put people's talent to better use.
Well, for example, we've got some handy dandy tools to help us with our social media. Automate our social media.
Exactly. I think another great example is there's some of the Starbucks now are using Alexa voice activation to take orders.
Right.
So then you still need the people to fill the orders.
Right. Right.
So,
but think of what that does to change the whole experience at the register. If Alexa takes the order, and then you've got the app that can do the payment, you don't need the person at the counter.
That's true. And so I'm
going to miss them, Barb. I like those people.
Well, then don't go to Starbucks. Go to your little local coffee shop.
Yeah, there you go. They don't have frappuccinos. Starbucks got the best frappuccinos, though.
Okay. Well, I think, look, the point is that we have to, as business owners, I really think we just have to stay up on what's going on and think about how we can use technology and going forward AI. The point is that this is supposed to improve things. It's supposed to improve mm-hmm. the customer experience, improve customer relations, cut your costs. It's supposed to be helpful. And to the extent that it alleviates work for a particular employee, then you have to retrain. If you like the worker, retrain the worker.
Also, Barbara, as you and I have talked about many times, we didn't start businesses to make payroll. Right, we're under no obligation to increase payroll. We can, and now that we have other options, you know, there was a time when if you talked about raising minimum wage, Barbara, people would go nuts. Small businesses would go nuts. Now it's like a ho hum because we have other options, like you're talking about.
Well, that's absolutely true. But But I think that we can't just ignore what's going on. That's the point. Mm-hmm. That we have to pay attention.
No, that's right. And as she says, folks, there's the classic technology that we've been growing more and more over the last 25 years, and as you say, also the AI is emerging, the artificial intelligence, if this then that type of intelligence, and with machines, that's helping too, and it's coming to a small business. It's already at a small business near you. BarbaraWeltman.com is our guest. She and I will be right back. We're going to talk about your moon landing. How about that? After these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.